There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. You know, this is interesting. New Jersey police are asking parents to stop telling their kids or threatening their kids that they will get arrested if they're bad. I mean, I remember my parents threatening that. They were like, you know, you'll go to a foster home, you'll be in juvie, and, you know, bad things happen in juvie. And I was like, oh, no, okay, well, then I'll be good. You know, I'll eat my vegetables. You know, now when I tell my kids, you know, they'll be in juvie, they'll be like, what, huh, what is that? So I want to take my kids down there and go, look, you know, but, you know, my kids overall, they've been pretty good. I mean, either I'm really naive or they're so busy with their video games that they really don't have time to vandalize and steal and, you know, and crank call and poop bomb people's houses like we used to. When we were kids, you know, we were bored, so with ding dong ditch, we got a lot of exercise, ding dong ditching. Great exercise. Crank calling people and then running, always running and hiding from mom. So it's definitely a different time. But yeah, my parents always threatened, you know, the police. They even threatened to call the police on us. You know, you don't do your homework, I'm going to call the police. Okay, now see, what they didn't understand is I loved police. I was so in awe. I don't know if it was just, you know, because I just thought they were the coolest thing ever with their uniforms. I still do. You know, I, you know, made a U-turn yesterday, and I was afraid, you know, that maybe it was a legal U-turn, and a cop comes up, and I was like, darn, you know, I kind of wasted, you know, just because I want to say hi. I love talking to cops. I love shooting the breeze. I love that kind of stuff. I'm like, yeah, you know, I didn't violate any traffic laws, but, you know, I still want to say hi. They're like, leave me alone, woman. Anyway, Wildwood Police Chief Robert Regalbuto says officers do not want children to be scared of police when they need help. Regalbuto says police want kids to know that they are their friends. It's true. You know, there's that fine line. Okay? You want the bad guys to be afraid of cops. You want the kids to know to go to cops when they need to. But you want bad guys to learn early as a kid that if you're a bad guy, you're going to deal with a cop. You know, how do you deal with that sort of PR campaign? Visitors to the city's boardwalk notices signs this summer featuring a smiling police officer that says, parents, please stop telling your kids that we will haul them off to jail if they're bad. We want them to run to us if they're scared, not be scared of us. There's even a Facebook page. And Chief Regalbuto says, over the course of a season, we hear hundreds of parents tell their children, don't do anything bad or the officer is going to arrest you. We don't want children to be fearful of police officers. We want them to know the police officers are their friends and are there to help them. In Vegas, we had years ago some bad guys who were dressing up as cops, luring kids over and then taking them and molesting them or abducting them or worse. Killing them. And so we had a big problem where, you know, we parents didn't know what to tell our kids. If a cop says, hey, come here, do you run? How do you know they're a cop? And that was really frightening. And I think they finally got the guys. I hope they did. But, you know, so, you know, we had to have the conversation. My kids were really young at the time. Going, if a cop says, come over here, go to your teacher. And hopefully they wouldn't be in a position where they were by themselves without an adult when that would happen. But then again, on the other hand, if a cop sees a child walking around with no parent, the cop is probably going to say, look, let me help you and get you to where we meet. So it was a very, very scary time for us back in Vegas because we love our officers and our officers were there to help, but we had some idiot bad guy out there pretending to be a cop. And we didn't know what to tell our children. And so my kids remember that. You know, now, you know, they can identify, they understand. You know, I think they can kind of identify a real police officer, real police action. It was funny. One time these guys, they were like 6'4", 6'5", had to come to my office for some reason. And my older boy was just kind of a baby in his car seat, kind of toddler. And you saw him look up at the cops like, whoa, these guys are heroes. I'm like, yeah, they are. So we love our cops. Unfortunately, what we're seeing in Baltimore is not good. Apparently, Baltimore is getting bloodier. We're hearing that they had in 1 month 38 homicide victims, which is the city's deadliest in 15 years. But they say that arrests are down, and it's they believe the result of the aftermath from the Freddie Gay indictments of 6 officers. So, you know, arrests were already I guess declining before Freddie Gray died. They said on April 19th he had suffered injuries allegedly in police custody, but now they've dropped even more sharper. And so there's the criminal indictments of 6 officers, the full-on civil rights investigation. And so we're seeing a city now that I don't want to say under siege because I don't know if that's the proper terminology for that, but that's a lot of murders in 1 month. Now, Baltimore Fraternal Order Police Lodge 3 on Thursday posted a statement from President Gene Ryan saying that the police are under siege. Criminals are taking advantage of the situation in Baltimore since the arrest. Police are more afraid of going to jail for doing their jobs properly than they are getting shot on duty. Now, that's a tough one. This is something we expected and we predicted ever since Ferguson, that you're going to have police have to second-guess themselves, have to stop, rethink, which on one end is good because we don't want people dying, needlessly, that don't need to die. But on the other hand, when a bad guy needs to be addressed, a bad guy needs to be addressed. And if you start to see hesitation in police officers, their lives are at risk and our lives are at risk. And so a cop should not be afraid he's going to have to lose his job, or he's going to lose his job for doing his job. So we need to find an answer. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so maybe we could bribe you to quitting smoking. We've seen studies where financial incentive programs led to significantly higher rates of abstinence from smoking at the six-month mark compared to the usual cheerleading that we doctors seem to do. So they found that at 12 months, only participants who were in the financial reward programs still had significantly higher rates of sustained abstinence from smoking compared to usual care. So, you know, that's interesting how if there's a financial incentive, we could get people to quit smoking. Now, back in the 90s, we would tell patients to do this. Whatever money you were going to spend on your pack of cigarettes, you go home and you put it in a jar. Right? And then at the end of the week or at the end of the month, you take all that money and you do something fun with it. So we've been talking about financial incentives, But it looks like now some of these places where, you know, they have these programs at work where they make money if they quit smoking, that is sometimes just exactly what they need. The self-reward doesn't work. But they're saying people could definitely benefit from the you know, reward from like a third party. So I don't know. I mean, for those of you that quit smoking, did you ever do it by, you know, some sort of incentive? You know, did wife say she'd give you nookie nookie or something like that if you quit smoking? I mean, what exactly worked for you? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. See, my problem is how much of a financial incentive? You know, I mean, you know, for every cigarette you put down, you get a dollar. You know, that could be pretty good. It could also get kind of expensive. I mean, how long, you know, do you do that for? I don't know how I would do it. Let me see if I could find how they did that, this in this study. I'm having a little bit of computer issues on how much they paid. I'd like to find out how, they have the New England Journal of Medicine that's just saying that you just give a financial incentive. Nobody is actually telling us how much. Yeah, if you want your employees to quit smoking, give them cash incentives. Well, this is what I would recommend. Okay, make sure it's something that's additive. So, like, the longer they go for quitting smoking, the better they do. Because sometimes you're like, you know what, I really want my nicotine. I don't give a crap about the dollar a cigarette or the $5 a pack or whatever. Now, it is, though, smoking is the leading cause of preventable death in the United States. Unfortunately, we have 42 million people who light up and smoke every day. The study in the New England Journal of Medicine looked at 2,500 people who were enrolled in the CVS Caremark program. This is the one with the financial incentive. They say the most successful program was one in which a person deposited $150 first. The person would get that plus $650 more if they successfully refrained from smoking. People in that program also got advice on quitting, access to free counseling program, and were offered nicotine replacement therapy like gum or the patch. Of those people, 52.3% quit. That's damn good. Then the next biggest group to quit got an $800 incentive, and they did not have to put down a deposit. All right, only 17.1% were successful with a larger payout, but no potential loss on their own money. See, I think putting the $150 in caused it to be more successful because people lost a little something. You know, we already tell people that if you quit smoking, you're going to have the rewards of life. You may not get lung cancer. That's just not enough. That just doesn't, you know. So you'll get $800. You know what? It's $800. To me, I'd be like, oh my gosh, you know, I'll stand on my head for 2 days for $800. I can really use the money. But my guess is you put the money in, and now you really want to get that out. And so it hurts a little. So sometimes that helps. Now, what about cold turkey? They say studies show only 4-7% can do it cold turkey. All right. But, you know, quitsmokingcommunity.org says if you do have cravings, drink water. Remember we talked about certain foods you could eat, like celery, to help you with some of your nicotine cravings. Walk around and eat some celery. But you got to make sure you have support. Quitting cold turkey is, I think, the most effective long term, because you didn't need to use crutches to get off. You just really mentally wanted to do it and you did it. Unfortunately, the least amount of people are able to do it that way. Make sure you find some company. According to a study from the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine, you need to have partners to help you smoke. Just less than half of the men in the study were successful in their attempt to quit smoking as long as their partner also quit. You only had 8% success if your partner did not. Similarly, half of women quit if their male partners also quit smoking. Peer pressure really helps. But you go out with some friends, they start to light up, that messes you up. Now, what about nicotine replacement therapy? You got inhalers, you got nasal sprays. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. You got lozenges and gum and skin patches, etc., to deliver the nicotine. You have the E-cigs, obviously. Well, literature review looking at more than 150 different tests of these devices, which was about 50,000 people, showed the likelihood of somebody would quit if they increased they would quit by about 50 to 70%, but not one particular method worked better. So they couldn't say that e-cigs did better than the nicotine patch, etc. However, my problem is again, we need to get you guys off the nicotine. And I hear of certain people having nicotine patches that they wear year after year. I don't know if that's the way to do it. And then we got the prescription drugs like Shantix. Shantix targets the nicotine receptors in your brain. I like to liken it to a decoy. It acts like a decoy. So your brain thinks it's getting nicotine, but it's not. And then hopefully within a few months, you're completely off smoking. E-cigs, a lot of people are using that. There was one study in 2014 from the British journal Lancet. They found that 657 people trying to quit over 6 months, the e-cigs helped only 7.3%. But it was a little bit more than the 5.8% who quit using a patch. All right. Another group presented the research at the American Thoracic Society and found that while some people did quit using e-cigs rather than regular cigarettes, they didn't necessarily quit for good. So it's tough. It is. Right? And then now we have this report saying smoking is plunging children into poverty. A new study estimates that parents are forced to choose between buying cigarettes and food, so they end up picking cigarettes over important household items. So this was a study that came from the UK, and it wanted to look at how smoking exacerbates childhood poverty. Dr. Tessa Langley from the University of Nottingham says smoking reduces the income available for families to feed, clothe, and otherwise care for their children living in low-income households. That's kind of one of those, we knew that. No surprise there. In 1999, over there in Great Britain, they tried to abolish, they made a target goal of abolishing child poverty by 2020. They don't think they are going to meet that goal. So, in America, you know, our cigarettes are being taxed up the yin-yang, and I never thought that that was going to be a great idea to help quit smoking. Yeah, maybe people don't want to spend more money. Maybe they'll buy less cigarettes. But, you know, I've never been addicted to nicotine, but from what I've seen with my patients that suffer from any addiction, all right, price doesn't seem to be the limiting factor. When you're addicted to something and you need something and you need that something to get you through your day, all right, you are going to come hook or crook, try to get that something. And so obviously if cigarettes are going to be more and more and more expensive, we are probably hurting the little kids that these parents are supposed to be feeding, okay? You know, now, the argument that the parents could have is, this is what I need to get through my day. I have to work. If I don't have my smokes, I can't work. And so, you know, when you ask a smoker why they smoke, they're not doing it for fun. Most smokers, they don't get a buzz or a high. They do it because it's something they really feel they need. Their brain has been trained. Nicotine and tobacco, very addictive to them. That's what the brain wants. That's what the brain is going to get. If not, they're not going to function as well as they want to. And so I have a lot of people who are shift workers, and they have to work, throughout the middle of the night, because, you know, casinos and hotels need to be open, et cetera. You always need staff. You know, even when you guys are out of state and you go to a hotel, there still has to be staff that work graveyard. I think it's just easier to be graveyard in Vegas because a lot of people are graveyard shift workers. But, you know, a lot of my patients are like, Dahlia, I can't quit smoking now because I work graveyard. Well, and they can't switch their, you know, change of shift. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the CDC says 150 people possibly came into contact with the man who died of Lassa fever. The CDC said, remember that this gentleman, he lived in New Jersey. He apparently works back and forth across the pond to Africa, and I think he came back from Liberia. He was traveling to West Africa, and he became, unfortunately, deathly sick with Lassa fever, which is a hemorrhagic fever. Now, he had been seen by the doctor, by a medical provider originally, and did not, I guess, tell health officials that he had been in West Africa. Comes back more sick and unfortunately has to get transferred to another hospital that could possibly deal with the vile hemorrhagic fevers, and unfortunately he didn't make it. All right. 55-year-old patient was admitted to the emergency room May 18th. He was treated and released. That was at St. Barbara's Medical Center. Then the man returned 3 days later with a sore throat, fever, and tiredness, and then later transferred to University Hospital. Now, Lassa fever is supposed to be less likely to be fatal than Ebola and does not spread through casual contact, but rather through contact with the blood, feces, or vomit of an infected person, urine, droppings of infected rodents, etc. So when the CDC said they were going to start a check and you know, scan to see who he possibly could have been associated with, they now have identified more than 150 people. They say at least six are at high risk of having been exposed to the disease, meaning maybe they had contact with his blood, feces, or vomit, or urine droppings. 33 of those 150 they think are at low risk. All of them are being monitored. Right now, CDC spokesman Benjamin Haynes says that most of these people face no danger. Apparently, he died Monday after traveling to West Africa and returning to New York's Kennedy Airport May 17th, went to the hospital a couple days later, actually the next day, and then went back a few days after that. So Lassa fever was named after a Nigerian town where Western-trained doctors first found it in 1969. An estimated 100,000 to 300,000 infections occur in West Africa each year, including about 5,000 deaths. In some areas of Sierra Leone and Liberia, 10 to 15% of people admitted to hospitals each year are due to Lassa fever. So symptoms of that are sore throat, back and abdominal pain, facial swelling, vomiting, hearing loss, and tremors. And viruses act quickly. You know, when somebody comes down with a virus, a lot of times it's quicker than bacteria. It's interesting, just like flu. You know, when somebody says, well, you know, I got, although, you know, like strep throat or pneumonia could still come on quicker, viruses seem to hit, you know, a bunch of symptoms all at once. So, like, for example, let's say you have a sore throat, but that's all you have. Then, if it's only strep throat or sore throat, then I would check you for strep. I would do a culture, look for bacteria. And true, viruses could do that also. But if you have sore throat and you have swollen glands and you have fever and you have back pain, and you have, you know, then, okay, that's an issue. So that makes me think you have a multi-systemic involvement. And bacteria, remember, bacteria, they sit there and land, and they multiply, and they grow, and they make pus, and they sit there and fester. Viruses, even though maybe you could say herpes may do something like that, for the most part, viruses cause more widespread malaise and feeling like crap. Like, look at chicken pox. Chicken pox, you get those pox all over. It's not like a bacterial impetigo where the infection is just right there brewing at that one site. You get that? All right, so what other hemorrhagic fevers are out there? Well, you got the Ebola, you got the Lassa, you got the Marburg, you got yellow fever, you got dengue fever, all right? And they usually occur in the tropical areas of the world. If we ever see a dengue or Ebola or Lassa, it's usually somebody who traveled internationally. They're usually spread by contact with infected animals, people, or insects. No current treatment can cure viral hemorrhagic fevers, and very, very few immunizations out there. So, symptoms would be high fever, fatigue, dizziness, muscle, joint aches, etc. And because they're hemorrhagic fevers, as the name denotes, you could have hemorrhaging. You could have bleeding. Some people will bleed from the eyes. Some people bleed from the mouth, internal organs under their skin, because their platelet factors may not be working, or they have a coagulopathy, or they're having destruction of some of the vessels. So, unfortunately, multi-organ failure could ensue, putting you into shock, coma, obviously liver failure, kidney failure, and you could unfortunately die. But you guys are looking at these stories, whether it's Ebola or whether it's Lassa fever, and you're like, what the hell is going on here? People are coming in with a sore throat, and they're not feeling well. This is why I said I was so grateful, and boy, did I pray, as well as I think many of you, where the Ebola outbreak didn't affect the United States like it could have around flu season, because you coming into the hospital with flu, high fever, and feeling achy, if we don't have plenty of rapid flu tests or any sort of rapid testing, we would have a lot of confused healthcare workers on what you have. And the bleeding and the hemorrhagic fever part of it doesn't come till later. No specific treatment exists. However, what they tried to give this gentleman and what's out there is ribavirin. Ribavirin is an antiviral and may shorten the course of some infections, maybe prevent some of the complications, but unfortunately with a lot of viruses, we really don't cure viruses. Even Tamiflu. Tamiflu won't cure you from the flu. Tamiflu will shorten the course of the disease. Like chickenpox, we don't really destroy the chickenpox or the varicella virus. The varicella virus will just land in other parts and just, you know, it'll just land in a nerve line and then come out later as shingles. Herpes will quiesce. Hepatitis could quiesce. We think we could cure hepatitis in terms of keeping the viral load under zero, and with some, we've tried to do that with HIV as well, but if the viral load goes down to zero, it's not so much that we're killing it as much as we're either suppressing the chance for it to reproduce. Viruses will quiesce, die on their own. Many of them have a limiting lifespan, okay, and then they either need another host to stay alive, and they could just kind of stay there, like hepatitis in the liver, herpes, or varicella along some of the nerve cells, skin cells there. But with most viruses, they kind of on their own will have a lifespan, and that's what we unfortunately have to wait for. So, okay, what do you need to do? Well, we got the yellow fever vaccine. So, you know, whenever you go into a foreign country, usually the CDC or your local health department has a status of the countries you're visiting and what vaccination you need before you enter. Now, apparently they don't really give yellow fever vaccine to kids under 9 months of age or pregnant women, but we really don't have a lot of other vaccines out there for other viral hemorrhagic fevers. You've got to try to avoid the mosquitoes and the ticks. We're coming into mosquito season. And so you need mosquito repellent with DEET. You could even use anti-lice cream as well to be an extra barrier. Believe it or not, that seems to work. You got to avoid rodents and avoid wood piles and stacks of bricks and materials. You got to keep about 100 feet from your house to keep these rodents and their droppings away from you. Mow your grass closely. Keep it trimmed down within 100 feet from your house. Dispose your garbage on a regular basis, that kind of thing. Thank you, Mayo Clinic, for that. That helps. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the
IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, we got some bad news today on the economy. Apparently, the GDP shrank 0.7% in the first quarter. And from what we understand, this is definitely not a good sign. We understand that on one end of the country, they're saying that the economy is improving and we're doing well and you know, thank God for Obama policies. And on the other side of the country, we're like, okay, what am I missing here? Okay, I'm not seeing us out of any recession. We're seeing a couple little sprouts, but we're seeing, where I live, commercial real estate completely empty. I mean, on blocks after blocks of empty buildings and for sales, we still see foreclosures. So I'm not getting it. And I'm a little concerned. So they say right now that the economy in the U.S. has shrunk for a third time since expansion began back in June 2009. They say GDP shrank at 0.7% annualized rate in the first quarter, revised from the previously reported 0.2% gain, which is kind of confusing to me because, you know, I feel like sometimes they report whatever they want to report, you know. They blame weather. They say bad weather, once again, probably contributed to last quarter's slump. I don't understand how the weather, I understand, you know, there's commerce and there's snow and there's flooding, you know, what's been happening. We've had people die, you know, from the weather this year like we do every year. And it's tragic, but I'm very nervous. Okay, we cannot be in a position right now, we cannot, where we start to go back into another full-blown recession. It has been so painful since 2008, 2009, and I look at everybody begging for relief, and I don't care who makes it as president, just somebody not making these crap policies that are hurting employment. So when we see this next number, we also see some stocks falling, etc., it makes me very, very nervous. So, unfortunately, we go into this weekend hearing that with the economy. You know, you guys probably understand the GDP much more than I am. A doctor, you know, I try to understand the economy as much, but you guys probably know more. So, I think I know what needs to be done for the economy. I think we got to start getting some tax breaks. We got to incentivize employers to hire. We need to help employers pay for their staff, pay for health care, not put so many penalties on employers. But we're finding that a lot of people like to heck with this. You know, it's easier for me to not work. And I see this getting worse. And we've talked about this with now more people buying on the internet and not needing to go into a store to buy a lot of products that they can buy online, with minimum wage going up and employers saying, to heck with this, I'll just automate more. This is scary stuff, you know? You know, one thing I'm noticing is if we do have to spend the money to be full electronic, which we are moving towards, you know, where do I put some of the staff that we paid for while we're still paper? I mean, we'll still try and keep everybody's jobs, but the more automated you are, the nicer thing to employers is you could use less staff. But I don't want that. I want to hire more staff. I want there to be a need where I could hire so many people in my city and really help the economy. That's what I want. And unfortunately, I don't think we're going to be there. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The FDA has approved some new drugs for irritable bowel syndrome. It's about time. Irritable bowel syndrome, as we know, can be extremely disabling. It's people that have bloating, abdominal pain, diarrhea, constipation, and it's been a diagnosis of exclusion as we rule out tons of other diseases like colitis, colon cancer, infection, inflammatory bowel disease. And then, unfortunately, we come up with the diagnosis of, all right, you know, it's irritable bowel syndrome. Well, there was a medicine years ago, Zelnorm, that would kind of address the serotonin receptors. It did well, but it had to eventually be taken off the market because of side effects. So now we have two new therapies, and one is Viberza, or Eluvia. Sotdaline, which is a pill that takes that has a new type of active ingredient. You take it a couple times a day with food. It's designed to activate receptors in the nervous system that will lessen bowel contractions. Another is Xifaxan or Rifaximin. This is a pill that you're supposed to take 3 times a day for 14 days to treat abdominal pain and diarrhea. If symptoms return, patients can repeat the 14-day treatment up to 2 times. According to the FDA, Xifaxan is an antibiotic that was previously approved for traveler's diarrhea caused by E. coli and for adults that would have hepatic encephalopathy. So they found that it could actually help affect the bacterial content of the GI tract with irritable bowel. So we'll see. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people will come in with diarrhea and constipation, and you know, we are waiting for stool cultures, but the patient says, I can't wait. We give them an antibiotic, and they get better. There's something about antibiotics, even though for the long haul, it could, you know, be causing issues with our gut and obesity and, you know, other sorts of issues. I'm finding that some antibiotics seem to solve the bloating. And why is that? Is it an overgrowth of some bacteria? Are these antibiotics semi-anti-inflammatory? Remember I told you we've had people where I don't think their bronchitis was bacterial at all, but they popped a Z-Pak and they felt better like that day? And you're like, how is that? There may be something towards these antibiotics that decrease inflammation, even though they're not known to be anti-inflammatory. So Viperzi's Aprozil was based on 2 clinical trials that included more than 2,400 patients. Over 26 weeks of treatments, Viperzi was more effective than inactive placebo, but what were some side effects? Constipation, nausea, and abdominal pain, which is kind of things that you get with irritable bowel. But, you know, just like treating, you know, insomnia with sleeping medication, sometimes their side effects, some people say, well, kept them up. So it's going to get listed. So, you know, they also looked at Xifaxan, which had been out as well for a while, looking at abdominal pain, stool consistency, etc. So irritable bowel affects about 10 to 15% of us. Irritable bowel, people with IBSD, which is a subtype, has loose, watery stools at least 25% of the time. So Papillon and Forest Pharmaceuticals and Salix Pharmaceuticals are on the case. We'll see how that works. Personally, what I've been recommending to people is cutting back their gluten. Not so much because I think gluten is doing it to them, but because I think that the other processed type junk among the food is causing the irritation of the bowel. You know, we have so much crap, artificial sweeteners, artificial colors, etc., that maybe that could be what's irritating the bowel. Okay? A woman goes blind after her kitty cat licked her eye. Apparently, she got cat scratch disease. My kitty cats in the middle of the night lick my eye. And, you know, luckily my eyes are closed, but of course then I blink and they try to get a quick lick in there. Stupid cats. Anyway, this cat licked her eye. She thought she had pink eye. And unfortunately, she got cat scratch disease because she was exposed to the cat's mouth. Doesn't really bother cats, but it could bother us. It could cause the brain, eye, heart failure, internal organ failure, very serious complications. Cases most common among children younger than 5 or weakened immune systems. So you got to wash your hands after playing with the pets. If your little kitty cats want to do licky eye, that's what my cat does, do licky eye to wake me up. Tell the stupid kitty to move a tushy. Leave you alone like I do. I go, leave alone. I'm trying to sleep. And hopefully you avoid cat scratch disease. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
From the maker makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.